leverage on small-scale primordial non-Gaussianity through cross-correlations between CMB$A$ mode and $μ$ distortion anisotropies, by Mathieu Rimazé et al. Multi-field inflation models and non-Bunch-Davies vacuum initial conditions both predict sizable non-Gaussian primordial perturbations and anisotropic metro-type spectral distortions of the cosmic microwave background, CMB, blackbody. While CMB anisotropies allow us to probe non-Gaussianity at wavenumbers k approxy meteorite light year EQ 0.05, meteriga parsec caret minus 1, metro distortion anisotropies are related to non-Gaussianity of primordial perturbation modes with much larger wavenumbers, k approxy meteorite light year EQ 740, meteriga parsec caret minus 1. Through cross-correlations between CMB and metro distortion anisotropies, one can therefore shed light on the aforementioned inflation models. We investigate the ability of a future CMB satellite imager like Lightbird to measure metro T and metro A cross-power spectra between anisotropic metro distortions and CMB temperature and A-mode polarization anisotropies in the presence of foregrounds, and derive Lightbird forecasts on F_NL-metro, K approxy meteorite light year EQ 740, meteriga parsec caret minus 1. We show that metro A cross correlations with CMB polarization provide more constraining power on F_NL-metro than metro T cross correlations in the presence of foregrounds, and the joint combination of metro T and metro A observables add further leverage to the detection of small-scale primordial non-Gaussianity. For multi-field inflation, we find that Lightbird would allow to detect F_NL-metro equals 4500 at 5 sigmetera significance after foreground removal, and achieve a minimum error of about sigmetera, F_NL-metro equals 0, approxy meteorite light year EQ 800 at 68% CL by combining CMB temperature and polarization. Due to the huge dynamic range of wave numbers between CMB and metro distortion anisotropies, such large F_metro_NL values at k approxy meteorite light year EQ 740, meteriga parsec caret minus 1 would still be consistent with CMB constraints F_NL approxy meteorite light year EQ 5 at k approxy meteorite light year EQ 0.05, meteriga parsec caret minus 1 in the case of very mild scale dependence of primordial non-Gaussianity, abridged. This was leverage on small-scale primordial non-Gaussianity through cross-correlations between CMB$A$ mode and $μ$ distortion anisotropies, by Mathieu Rimazé et al.